I'm Tom Cooney, and this is Business Wise. Our guest today is Bob Buechner. Bob is the president of the law firm Buechner, Haffer, Myers, Keening Company. And Bob, you've now been in the practice of law for 35 years.
That's right, Tom. In fact, we celebrate our 35th anniversary on April 1.
Well, Bob, that's fantastic. And I would imagine some people might think that law hasn't really changed much in those 35 years, but I would think the way you practice it has changed.
Yes, Tom, there are some very significant kind of mechanical changes. It used to be when I'd go to work in the morning, I'd feel my job was done if I had answered mail and had returned phone calls. The ones that I couldn't return were given to me on a pink sheet of paper. So I tried to at least call those back by the end of the day, and that was it. Now I get multiple emails each day, all of which need to be responded to. I get voicemails, which I need to listen to and either respond or mark down dates on my calendar or whatever. And we get faxes and regular phone calls and client meetings. So to me, I'm much more productive than I was when I first started practicing law. And I think to the benefit of my clients, they're getting more benefit out of the time that I spend in the office than maybe originally, just because there's such a quick response to their questions.
Yeah, you're much more productive, but you're also much more accessible to your clients, even when you're not in the office, right?
That's for sure.
What, besides just the traditional practice of law, do you do to help your clients?
I've spent a lot of time working with clients on wealth accumulation and wealth preservation. And a lot of that kind of falls in the category of estate planning, where clients will do wills and trust. It used to be that clients would do trust documents to save on Ohio estate taxes, on federal estate taxes. But Ohio estate taxes have gone away completely. Federal taxes now have an exemption equivalent of $5.34 million. And for our Kentucky clients, there are basically an exemption from taxes there as long as the assets are left to family members. So clients no longer have the motivation to do estate planning to save on estate taxes. But what we have found is this is a wonderful opportunity to help clients save on income taxes. Because at the time of death, if assets are included in an individual's estate, those assets get a step up in basis, which means the basis of the asset becomes the value of the stock or other asset at the time of death. And so individuals who have significantly appreciated securities can basically live on to a spouse or to children, all in a way which is both estate tax-free and income tax-free. So to my way of thinking, boy, that's a really wonderful advantage, and it's why individuals who have not had their estate plans reviewed recently should do so.
For Business Wise, I'm Tom Cooney. I'm with Cooney, Faulkner & Stevens, your business advocate. I'm Tom Cooney, and this is Business Wise. Our guest today is Bob Buechner. Bob is the president of the law firm Buechner, Haffer, Myers, and Keenig. And Bob, you've been a successful attorney here in Cincinnati for, I guess, 35 years now. Your firm's been around. But besides just the legal practice, you're also pretty involved as a leader in the community. Maybe you can fill us in a little bit on some of the things you do to stay involved.
Well, Tom, one of the things that I've been doing recently is trying to help a client with getting a medical device out in front of people and getting the opportunity to really benefit people, not just in the community, but all over the world with respect to restoring hearing. And this device is something that's got a wonderful story behind it, and it's really the state of the art in terms of what people can do with communication, as well as what this one physician has determined is the right way to help people who have hearing problems. If anybody's interested in just understanding more about what is going on out there, the name of the company is Auto Kinetics, O-T-O Kinetics, K-I-N-E-T-I-C-S. .com. So you can just go to their website and get more information. But it's one of these things where I think in terms of my ability to help people, I do a lot of it as an attorney one-on-one or helping families and maybe small businesses. But here's something which if this works, it's going to make a significant impact on the lives of millions of people. So it's where I've been spending some of my time just trying to make sure that this really invention has an opportunity to see the light of day.
Well, that's interesting. And you don't just help your clients with the law or with estate planning. You really also act as a business advisor to your clients, don't you?
I do. And in this one case, I haven't been paid anything for what I've been doing. It's just kind of like my commitment to try to help the community and get something out there that I think is just so valuable. So it's all a question of spending time where I think I'm really delivering the most value for the time that I spend. And in some cases, I get paid, and in other cases, no.
When you don't get paid in dollars, is it rewarding for you to work with either businesses or not-for-profits that you choose to share your talents with?
I think a lot of it is that you run with people who are of like mind, and you run with an interface with people who are also successful. And so when I'm doing things that I do with private businesses or with estate planning, it's always good for me to interface with people who may have a need for my services. So from that standpoint, I think there are always rewards of doing good things in the community, and that's what I've been interested in doing, especially with this one company, in terms of introductions that I've done and setting up meetings and whatever.
Well, I agree. I think it can be very rewarding. Bob, thanks for what you do in the greater Cincinnati community. For Business Wise, I'm Tom Cooney. I'm with Cooney, Faulkner & Stevens, your business advocate. I'm Tom Cooney, and this is Business Wise. Our guest today is Bob Buechner. Bob is the president of the law firm Buechner, Haffer, Myers, and Koenig Company. And Bob, I know you have a very active law practice. You've now celebrated your 35th anniversary as a law firm, but you've also been pretty involved in the community. But recently, you've gotten involved in a very personal way, in a way that a lot of people don't. Maybe you can share some of that with our listeners.
The background that I have is that I've volunteered for 22 years in our urban schools as a person to help children become better readers, as well as with a program called Winners Walk Tall. So I've had a commitment in terms of trying to help the young urban children. And then also I spent 15 years being a basketball coach for my children's teams at St. Mary's and at Cincinnati Country Day School. And I took a look at those two interests, and I thought, you know what, I don't think this has been done before, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to see if I can get a job coaching at an urban school, coaching varsity basketball, and combine my interest of helping our urban youth as well as my passion for basketball. And I've done that. I now have done that for 2 years at Withrow High School, and I've had just an absolutely outstanding experience. It's been very fun and challenging and rewarding. In fact, I've been involved in writing a book about it, and I say in the book that this has been a much more mountaintop experience for me than going to China, India, or even on an African safari. So here, right in my own backyard, has been an opportunity that just has been just very wonderful with respect to being involved with another culture, with a bunch of very good young men, and with coaches who are doing a terrific job for these teenagers. And it's been right there, and was a lot less expensive for me than traveling abroad.
It's a lot closer, too.
Yeah, that's right.
And I bet you get a lot of positive feedback from the student athletes that you coach.
I have. I've had players say to me, you know, we've missed you. And when I missed the trip, we missed you. We missed your positive attitude. And I had the head coach tell me at the end of my first year that I was his best hire. I mean, these are things that are great, but the thing that's most rewarding to me is to be involved in a program where my purpose is to be positive all the time in terms of what I'm saying to them, what I'm saying to the basketball players about what they're doing in terms of getting better every day, in terms of taking their success on the floor into the classroom, into their social lives, into just simply becoming better persons. And you know what? That comes back to you. I think some of my very best days have been when I've left basketball practice and just had good interaction with the players and with the coaches. And trust me, some of these games are exciting beyond belief. And I, you know, everybody gets excited about the NCAAs. I've seen things in high school basketball that are just absolutely every bit as exciting as what happens in the NCAAs, and half-court shots made at the buzzer to tie up games and send them in overtime, and on. And it's great fun. It's great fun working with these talented athletes who really, I think, benefit from the exposure to an outside person who comes from a different background, who is a professional, and who is there to encourage them to become the best version of themselves possible.
For Business Wise, I'm Tom Cooney. I'm with Cooney, Faulkner & Stevens, your business advocate. I'm Tom Cooney, and this is Business Wise. Our guest today is Bob Buechner. Bob is president of the law firm Buechner, Haffer, Myers, and Koenig Company. And Bob, besides your very active and successful professional career as an attorney, you've also been involved in community activities for a long time. And we've talked a bit about your experience as a assistant high school basketball coach recently with an urban high school, and that's given you an idea about how other people should get involved, hasn't it?
It has, Tom. I think there's room in this community for something that we might call a community Peace Corps. Community Peace Corps would essentially reach out to people that are kind of baby boomers, and for lack of a better term, people who are pretty far along in life who have wanted to make a commitment to their community and want to continue to do so, because I think there's a lot of room of opportunity for individuals to get involved with our urban schools. And I've done it as a basketball coach at Withrow. I've had the principal of that school say to me, "Bob, is there somebody that you know that can do the same thing for our football program that you've done for the basketball program?" And I've also seen the need for an academic tutor at Withrow, and I'm thinking, Withrow's not alone in terms of what value can be brought from the outside. Incidentally, Tom, I've never been part of a group here in Cincinnati that hasn't benefited from the addition of one or more African Americans or Hispanics or whatever. I mean, diversity works, and I've seen it work on that side of the fence. And what I wanted to do in terms of going into an urban school was to bring diversity to them. It's kind of the opposite Sure. side of what we've seen, but it still is something that is there. I think there's strength in diversity, and so I think we need more of that in Cincinnati. Our urban schools are very much African American, and that's fine. But I think there ought to be more of an influence from the community that from a socioeconomic standpoint comes from a really different background. It has different things to offer. That's how you get value from the mixing and the melting of different ideas and cultures. And I think we need more of that. And that's where I have the idea of a community Peace Corps, because a community Peace Corps can recruit, it can vet, and then it can deploy people. And there needs to be a matching of people's interest with what the needs are in our urban schools. I think there's room for lots of people to be doing this.
For Business Wise, I'm Tom Cooney. I'm with Cooney, Faulkner & Stevens, your business advocate. I'm Tom Cooney, and this is Business Wise. Our guest today is Bob Buechner. Bob is the president of the law firm Buechner, Haffer, Myers, and Keating Company. And Bob, you recently celebrated your 35th anniversary in business. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And Bob, during that time, I suspect that some of how you approach the practice of law or what you expect to get out of it has changed. Maybe you can tell us what your philosophy is.
Tom, I think any young attorney always wants to be focused on quality, 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 and that has never changed with me. The one thing that I've tried to do is to reach more people than I can ever reach just on one-on-one meetings, and that's why I get involved in doing seminars and writing books, and that's really why I've reached out and been involved with an ear device company that's trying to develop a product that could impact the lives of millions of people who are suffering from hearing deficiencies, and why I've also coached with her high school. And one of the things I've gotten out of that coaching experience is it's been great, and it's been so great I want to write a book about it and get the information out there to encourage other people to do what I'm doing. And also I'm interested in the idea of a community Peace Corps to try to get others involved. So as I've matured professionally, I'm interested in impacting more lives. I can't do it just through practicing law, but I can do it through other types of communication, especially since we have the internet now and books can be sold on the internet on Kindle and there's other types of communication. So it's a wonderful day and age to be alive and to be able to reach more people.
Well, Bob, that sounds fantastic. When you finish your book, you'll have to come back and tell us about it.
Thank you.
Business Wise, I'm Tom Cooney. I'm with Cooney, Faulkner & Stevens, your business advocate. I'm Tom Cooney, and this is Business Wise. Our guest today is Pat Longo. Pat is the director of the Hamilton County Business Center. And Pat, you've been at the Business Center for what, almost 18 years now?
You got that right.
And you've had quite a record of success at the Business Center, and that seems to be continuing. I think I read where you were just recently named as the best incubator in Ohio.
Yeah, we just went through a pretty significant review by the Third Frontier, which is Ohio's lead technology-based economic development program. They opened up their RFP for incubators to, if you're an incubator in Ohio, you could go for dollars from the state. And there's about 40 incubators in Ohio. And we just went through this process and came out on top. So we're very excited.
I was also recently at the State of the County address by the president of the Hamilton County Commission, Chris Monzel, and he singled out the incubator and the Hamilton County Development Company as an example of what they're doing for business development. So that's another accolade.
We actually do work for the county. We have a contract with the county. It's nice to see that the things that we're doing are being recognized and really promoting the agenda that the county commissioners want, and that's job growth and company growth and attracting new things to this Southwest Ohio, but particularly Hamilton County. So there's a lot of good things going on in Hamilton County, and I know we've got our finger in a lot of them.
Has all this attention that you've been getting recently, has that led to even more deal flow?
Yeah, 18 years is what you said earlier, and I'd have to say this may be one of the busiest periods in the last 3 months. We're seeing significant uptick in deal flow. We're seeing a significant uptick in new tenants and also in our co-works area. So we right now have about 65 companies right now in our nest.
Well, that's tremendous just for the whole economy of this region, because I think that means that people are interested in starting and growing their businesses.
I think what's happening is entrepreneurship is becoming a little bit more popular with the media. The internet has, you know, really helped get stories out. The Enquirer is doing a great job of doing that. You know, we've seen a lot of stories about not only ourselves, but some of our clients as well. But we're seeing really good things in the region with the Cincy Techs and the Centrifuges and the Brandery. So we're seeing entrepreneurship kind of, this is a bigger flow for us right now. And I think that's because we're getting some nice attention. And I just see that this popularity, you know, people, you just see more people wanting to talk about entrepreneurship.
For Business Wise, I'm Tom Cooney. I'm with Cooney, Faulkner & Stevens, your business advocate. I'm Tom Cooney, and this is Business Wise. Our guest today is Pat Longo. Pat is the director of the Hamilton County Business Center. And Pat, maybe you can start with telling us a little bit about what the Hamilton County Business Center does. I know it's referred to as a business incubator, but exactly how do you incubate these businesses?
Well, you know, an incubator works with startups and tries to give someone looking to grow their business, start their business, kind of some unfair advantages. And what is it? It's a place. You know, it's flexible space. We have offices from 150 square feet up to 3,000. And it's not just offices. We also have lab space and workshop space and warehouse. So you got everything under one roof. But you couple that space with good coaching and good networking. You know, those connections are very important, and having someone looking over your shoulder. You know, we're not running your business. We're helping you make good decisions. So it's nice to have that sounding board in place. You know, and then it's also an environment. You know, we've talked about having close to 65 businesses in one spot. That's a lot of opportunity to be around other risk takers, some that are similar to you or some that might be 3 or 4 years ahead of you. And the interchange that goes in there is very dynamic and very valuable to an entrepreneur. And when we survey our clients, it's the environment that they miss the most when they graduate from the incubator. And that's probably the final piece is, hey, it's not a permanent home for folks. It's probably a 2 to 4 year process, and then they're moving on and graduating to the community.
Well, and that's always a good sign, because they tend to graduate when they've grown their business to the point where they need even more and want to be on their own. But just demographically, you know, most of us would probably envision that all your tenants are, you know, 20-somethings that are starting their first business, their first experience in business. That's not necessarily the case, is it?
No, it's not, you know, because people, you know, the idea that entrepreneurship is very popular is true, but entrepreneurship's kind of flat over the last couple of years. And the couple of demographics that are very important that I think the Cincinnati region needs to really spend time on is, one, minority, which would mean African-American, Hispanic, and Asians, and two, the older generation, probably those 45 and older. And our average age of an incubator is probably somewhere in the 40 to 45 range. So we're very close to that very fast-growing demographic.
Well, Pat, I would think people of that older age group tend to have some experience, so maybe they have a greater, even greater chance of success as an entrepreneur. For Business Wise, I'm Tom Cooney. I'm with Cooney, Faulkner & Stevens, your business advocate. I'm Tom Cooney, and this is Business Wise. Our guest today is Pat Longo. Pat is the director of the Hamilton County Business Center. And Pat, you've recently, I think it's recent, added co-works to your offering at the incubator. Maybe you can tell our audience a little bit about what co-works is and where it falls in the scheme of things.
You know, co-works is a kind of a recent phenomena. in the United States. So we're, you know, we're kind of, this is a best practice. We're learning from some other incubators in other parts of the United States. This is shared space. You know, you might have a 1,000, 1,500 square foot room, and you might have 8, 10, 15 entrepreneurs working side by side. But most of these entrepreneurs are people that are just starting to develop their idea. And we want to give them access to our coaches and our environment so they kind of get started in a good direction and kind of get their questions answered. And also it helps populate, and this is why we did it, hopefully it helps populate the incubator in the years ahead.
Sure. So this is the place to go for people who maybe have a good business idea or think they do, and they want to go work on that, work on their business plan. And along the way, they get some mentoring, some coaching, and really get to talk to some peers.
Yeah, we actually just had one of our clients, somebody who's probably been with us about 3 months, a company called Ultraflow, worked with them on how to prepare their plan, prepare their pitch. Actually went out and secured, you know, some angel dollars, you know, actually from outside the community. So we got to, you know, a net dollar coming in, and they've already said, hey, we want to set up our shop in HCBC. So they've gone from being co-works to they're now in transition to being an incubator client.
Well, that's a really good start if they actually have gotten angel funding even before they've kicked off their business.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of unusual, but good entrepreneur.
Well, Pat, if people out there are interested in either the incubator or co-works, what's your contact information so they can get more information from you?
Well, they can learn more about us from the World Wide Web, and that would be www.hcdc.com, and just click on entrepreneurial incubation. There's a little square at the top of the page.
Well, Pat, thanks for everything you do for the business community and business development here in Greater Cincinnati. For Business Wise, I'm Tom Cooney. I'm with Cooney, Faulkner & Stevens, your business advocate. I'm Tom Cooney, and this is Business Wise. Our guest today is Pat Longo. Pat is the director of the Hamilton County Business Center. And Pat, one thing I always like to talk to you about when you come to visit us is the successes that you have with some of your clients. Maybe you can give us an update on some new clients you have, or maybe some clients that have graduated from the incubator to go on to other things.
Yeah, well, we've got 65 to choose from. So here's a couple that we think are really got some really bright futures, and the reasons why. One is Get Noticed, Get Found. They are actually help lawyers market their businesses, you know, so that they can be a little bit more active in promoting. You know, they can't chase people. You know, people have to kind of find them.
Sure.
So they're helping people. They help with search engine optimization and some other tools. The two owners have written a couple of books that teach lawyers how to market their business. So they've actually grown. They came into us with about 6. They're already at 9, and that's less than a year. And they're about ready to expand again. So we think that's pretty cool.
That's pretty significant percentage growth, 50%.
Yeah, we think that's pretty fantastic. And another one is a company called MediCheck. And MediCheck uses a number of assets in the community, and I think that's a good story. You know, they're with HCBC and they're with Centrifuge. They do kind of medical adherence, meaning they've created a tool that will allow grandma or mom, you know, to remind them to take the medication at the right time and the right dosage, and allows the caregiver to be notified that these things are being done. So, and this is a company that has recently gotten into 2 hospitals in the Columbus area. So this is fantastic, and I'd be remiss. They're also a Queen City Angel investment.
Well, and they also have been a guest on our program, and it's a very interesting company because they're kind of marrying technology with the demographics of the aging of the population. So it sounds like a good fit.
Yeah, healthcare IT, very hot spot right now.
I take it you have other healthcare and IT companies at the incubator?
We do have both of those. You know, probably the area that we get the most is probably engineering, you know, with instrumentation and sensors is probably number one. Engineering IT is also algorithms and data mining, very, very important. But we also do materials and physical sciences. So we're not, you know, the niche for us is the word technology, okay? And those categories that we just talked about, that's kind of where we fit.
Technology seems to go through just about any business nowadays. Pat, if people want more information about the Hamilton County Business Center, what's your contact information?
Yeah, they can reach us through the web at www.hcdc.com and just click on the box at the top that says Entrepreneurial Incubation, and you'll be able to get all of our contact information and more information about us.
Well, Pat, thanks for visiting today. For Business Wise, I'm Tom Cooney. I'm with Cooney, Faulkner & Stevens, your business advocate. I'm Tom Cooney, and this is Business Wise. Each year when we answer tax questions on Cincinnati.com, there seems to be a common thread with some of the questions that people are confused about. And one of those is, when do I have to file a return? In other words, how much income do I need to have before I'm required to file a return? Oftentimes, this is from elderly people who may have only a couple of sources of income, one being Social Security. And this apparently is quite confusing. The rules are relatively simple. If your income does not exceed your personal exemptions and your standard deduction, then you're not required to file a return. So if you're a married couple, for example, and you're over age 65, the total of those personal exemptions and your standard deduction is $22,400. So if your income that's reportable is $22,400 or less, you're not required to file a return. A lot of confusion also exists about Social Security, whether that's included in that number. And Social Security is taxable, or at least partially taxable, depending on the amount of income you have. For a single person, it becomes taxable if you have income of more than $25,000. For a married couple, it's income of $32,000 or more. So in my example, if you had $21,000 of investment income and Social Security, your Social Security would not be taxable if you were age 65 or older. So it's important to look at all the facts. We have the same issue with children. In some cases, it might be college students who are working a part-time job, and you have to look at whether or not they're entitled to their own personal dependency exemption or the parents claim them. That's worth $3,900, and then their standard deduction. So look at the exemption and the deduction, and that will determine whether or not you have to file a return. But of course, if you're entitled to any tax credits, and there are some refundable credits, for instance, some of the education credits are refundable, make sure that you file a return, and also file a return if you've had withholding. So you just have to look at all the facts and file a return if you're going to get a refund, even if you're not required to do so. For BusinessWise, I'm Tom Cooney. I'm with Cooney, Faulkner & Stevens, your business advocate.